Hi, everybody.
Hello, my name is Áine Corraveen from Cornamona, and I welcome you to the woods in Clonbur. Clonbur le chéile, sachail.
I'm Siobhan Whelan, I'm from Clonbur. We're asking you to join us on our wonderful walk down the woods today.
Put on your headphones.
Then put on your GPS. And one more tip, try not to pause the sounds once they start playing.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey.
I haven't got a clue, didn't see them ever before.
Oh well, I'm afraid I hope we don't see them again.
They're a bit scruffy looking, them lads.
They sure are. Thank God they're...
They're making an awful lot of noise.
Yeah, the music's nice.
Oh yeah, the music's awesome. Oh,
we'll forgive them, come on, let's move. Lovely children running and jumping and playing and cycling in the woods.
Oh,
amazing,
brilliant.
Amazing.
Oh,
hey, oh. I remember when I was a child visiting my aunt in Clonbur, we never went down the woods. The woods were for men who cut timber, the local men who had work here, they worked for the forestry, and they earned a wage, which was brilliant. And thank God for it. But the people of Clonbur have done marvellous work here to organise and develop those lovely
They have, years. They have, because even when I was a child, we didn't come down here that much either, because, you know, the woods was out of bounds and, you know, you could get lost or, you know, the roots weren't in it.
And
it's amazing.
Look, and we're so fortunate in the autumn. Look at the leaves.
I know.
The colours of
beautiful
leaves.
It's my favourite time of the year.
It's
gorgeous.
It's a beautiful, beautiful time here. Mm-hmm. Oh, my phone. I forgot to turn it off. I'm terribly sorry. Hold on now. Hello? Hello? Oh, it's for you. It's for you.
Hi, my name is John Burke. I live in the village here and I grew up here. And one of the stories that I always associate with the woods here in Clonbur is a story that I had heard when I was a kid. And it was of two women, almost 100 years ago, just at the early years of the foundation of the state, and they had decided to bring two babies that they had in two prams, along with a lot of their older children who were toddlers and some little gossers from the village, from other families, and they decided to come down for a walk into Guinness's domain, or into the estate here. So they, I don't know how they got the prams over the wall, but they did, or they went through a gate. And a gamekeeper who had been recently employed by Ashford still had a mindset that the ascendancy class and the landed class still held sway with the magistrates and the local police, etc. And they hadn't really got to grips with the new situation in this young state. And this young gamekeeper came out of the woods and stood in front of the two young mothers with his shotgun, which was loaded.
Hey,
and
hold on there.
Ordered them to, you know, get off the land.
What are you doing down here? This is Lord Ardilaun's land.
That this was Guinness's hunting land.
He needs this for shooting.
And they shouldn't be on it.
You know you're not supposed to be in here with all these children disturbing all of the wildlife that are down here for shooting. Excuse me? This isn't regular occurrence, is it?
You know you should be out of here. I don't know how you got in, but you know you shouldn't be here. You should go back the way you came and please get off his land. So the two women, being of a nationalist kind of bent, decided that they weren't going to take in this anymore. So they fired a barrage of invective at the young gamekeeper, and one of the parting words that ring through, you know, the generations to me and hopefully to my children is one of these young women, as the gamekeeper was, you know, walking away with his tail between his legs, told him, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be playing down in these woods when your bones are rotten in your grave. And here we are, mm-hmm. playground in the woods as it was, and here you are tonight on a little bit of a adventure and a play down in the woods.
Might have to have a shower tonight, Patrick. Go screw those legs tomorrow.
I'm not sure about Patrick's idea, no. I'm not sure about that.
Ah, come on, learn him a dracial. And both her direction, and both her fower. We'll continue on.
Rachel wants to go this way, so we'll go straight.
Okay, we keep going straight. Come on.
Come on. The flute player? I don't know. Come on. Let's keep going and we'll find out.
Lando.
Hi, this is Christine Boschel. I'm playing a classical flute. It's a concert flute. In fact, it's quite a new flute. I've only had it 4 months now. It's wooden with silver keys. I love playing it. I'm going to play Bure by Handel.
Shin and the rocher. Oh, Shin in the Kylie Nivir and the rocher at Toos and the Shoemaker.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, it's Sinead and Elaine.
Oh, yeah.
Girls, come here.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Sinead Waters.
Hi, I'm Elaine Waters with two T's.
We're heading off for a spin on this lovely evening, going mountain biking.
It's good for the brain. You only just think about the 2 foot or so in front of the bike, and that's all you're concentrating on. Just fresh air, feel like a child all over again. It's freedom. Brilliant.
Freedom. It's just relaxing. It's just our way to unwind. We have a little WhatsApp group and we just ask if anyone's free this evening for a spin, and usually one or two will say, yeah, I'm heading out this evening. So we'd usually pick a venue and head off into the woods. No particular route in mind, just out to have a bit of fun and hop over some logs and get caught in mud downhill fast. Some days you just want to go and go straight to Cong and go around the pigeonhole and do them tracks. And other times then you just want to meander around here through the woods. It all depends on, of course, the weather, the time you have, what humour you're in. You're always in good humour when you come back, which is another reason to go.
I grew up just really enjoying the outdoors, and I love the forest. I love being outside. I hate being inside. That's it.
Sometimes you'll get an angry dog that'll chase you. Sometimes you'll get a person that doesn't understand that not everyone likes their dog. But most of them, 99.9% of them, are brilliant and very understanding, and they do control their dogs when we pass. You know, usually they're just glad to be out in the woods as well and have this facility so close, which is good. If we all respect each other, then there's never an issue. And I think that's part of just everyone realising that we're lucky to have this place.
Bye. Eat my dust. Siobhan, did you bring your accordion? I brought it here on my back. Oh, I thought you were carrying food. Did you want a picnic down the woods today?
I thought so. I thought you would have brought the food.
Oh, sorry.
Play a tune. I'll forgive you. Just play a tune.
Sorry, it's fighting there.
Watch yourself now.
Oh, God. You're putting me on the spot. Raglan Road, no?
That'd be lovely. That's a lovely one. Suitable for the Raglan Road we're on.
That was brilliant. Oh, Barry, Kiri Wilto. Barry Lamb, how are you? Come here and tell us a story about the woods.
My name is Barry Lamb. I was the former forest manager in the Cong Clonbur woodland here. And I'm just outside my own property here at Ballykine. The house is, or was, an old shooting lodge. We have plenty of wildlife around the place. We have especially badgers, and the signs of them are there actually this morning, where my lawn has been rooted up by badgers last night. This route that we're on is an old avenue which was established by the Guinness family way back in the early 19th century. The purpose of the path or the avenue was to facilitate Lord Ardilan's wife, who would like to come on a carriage and from Ashford Castle and go see Loch Mask and continue on to Loch Coolin. Lord Ardilan himself, he was very fond of trees, and he went out to Western North America and he established that certain varieties of trees would prosper here in our climate. And he brought back, or he organised the shipment of trees on seed from Western North America, like Sitka spruce, Western hemlock, pine, Pinus contorta, lodgepole pine. He also brought in radiata pine and indeed the sequoias. So he established them all over the estate. And as a result of that, a little forest developed. So when the forest and wildlife took over, they had really an up-to-date forest available to them. In my particular time, early on, we had a big, fairly big staff at the time. And we had up on 40 men working in our woods. A lot of the work here up to, we say, the 1970 were done manually. In other words, that there was actually cross cuts used for cutting down timber. But after the event of Debbie, which was a big storm here in the early 60s, the chainsaw was introduced. And I always remember one man here, Bill Diskin. He was the first man, one of the first men, Tom Mannion also from Cluckrack. They were one of the first people to use the chainsaws in a commercial basis in Conn. And I always remember actually going on field days with Bill, looking at different forest centres and the use of chainsaws. But Bill's chainsaw was a big McCullough saw, and there was a blade on it, I suppose it was 3 foot long, and it was a huge yoke to carry around with you. But we went to this event anyway, I think it was in Foxford, and at that stage they were introducing time and motion, and new ways, new techniques for pruning trees and felling trees. But anyway, Bill was asked, what did he think of the new system here in Foxford at the time? And Bill looked at him and he said, well, he said, the way I see it here, what you're cutting there, we would only cut that out of a way to get at timber in Conn. So Bill's idea wasn't the technique, but it was the quality of the timber that he was looking at. Because there was huge volumes of timber here in Conn at that time. And in those forest centres, they were only doing thinnings, which was the first advocate of forest maintenance, like, you know. So Bill's idea was, it's the timber, not the techniques. another instance, actually, the same man was involved in this also. We were in Conn one day, and this man, Mick Kinavey was his name. Mick was employed in the forest here, looking after the old buildings, painting windows in the old houses, which were leased out to people at the time. And Mick was walking down Conn with a ladder on his shoulder. And someone shouted at him, Mick, where are you going with the ladder? And Mick says, well, I'm going to give Bill Diskin a haircut. Bill Diskin was a huge man. He was about 6'4".
That was
his answer to them. They didn't ask him any more questions after that.
Oh, bless. That's the story, I know. Well said, Barry. Thank you very much. Oh, thanks so much, Barry. What a great story. Oh, look. Look at the lads there.
Oh, Shinny the Bannicure.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on, we follow them. They might give us an old tune.
Go ahead, they're tarawits.
Great to hear Danny boy.
Well, Vetrishin Harkiner Fod.
Pick a song, Mark. First thing that comes into your head.
Danny boy's in my head for some reason.
Danny okay. Boy?
Yeah.
Will we start together or what?
Maybe we should do da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Thank you. Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen, down the mountainside. The summer's gone, and all the flowers are dying. Must go and I must buy. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, 'tis I'll be here. Sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
Play much better when we're sober. Lovely playing, lads.
Lovely stuff. Oh, sure. The king is gonna kill three girls now, then.
He's coming over to us.
Oh, gee, Rich. How are you? This is Back the Valley. They're a COVID band. They came together because they had nothing else to do. And people needed music. And this is the music that people wanted. Enjoy.
Banbridge town, in the county down, one morning last July, down at Deboreen. Came a sweet Colleen and she smiled, she passed me by. Well, she looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing nose, had to shake myself to see if she was really there. Yeah, from Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town. Oh, no maid I seen like the sweet Colleen I met in the county down. Yeah, from Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town. Oh, no maid I seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. My onward sped as I turned my head and I looked with feeling rare. Horses I do white, a passerby who's a maid with the dark brown hair. Oh, he smiles at me and he says he the gem of Ireland's crown. Oh, Rosina Chan from the banks of the Ban is a star of the county town. Yeah, from Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town. Oh, no maid I seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county town. Well, I'll show be there and I'll dress in me Sunday clothes. Oh, me shoes shone bright and me hat far bright and a smile for me north brown road. For no pipe I'll smoke or no horse I'll yoke, me plow is a rose colored brown. And a smiling bride by me old fireside, she's a star of the county down. Yeah, from Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town. Oh, no maid I seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county town. Yeah, from Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town. Oh, no maid I seen like the sweet Colleen that I met.
As ucht for gul other and tanona all in shaw. Tasha nam balinish, a walalin is by copan teagan.
Oh, lovely. What a great idea, Anya. And what a lovely evening we've just had. And thank you so much for joining us. So back the way we came.
One last thing. If you meet anyone coming the other way with their headphones on, just give them a smile and leave them to it.
Ah, that's a good idea. We don't want them pressing pause in case they miss something brilliant.
That was Clamborle Hélis Chain. Thanks to all the contributors and performers.
And they were John Burke, Hazel Gilligan and Porrick Burke. Their three beautiful children, Olivia, Patrick and Rachel. Christine Belshaw on the flute. Sinead Waters, our very important local postwoman, with one T, don't forget. Elaine Waters, with her two T's, works in Petersburg. And Barry Lamb. And Back the Valley, which is Pierce Doherty, Barney McCabe, Colm Nocton, Jamie O'Neill, and Martin Coyne.
Special thanks to Frank Flanagan and Kelsey, and to all the volunteers helping us on the night.
Help with the research came from Joanne Doherty. The lighting coordinator was Mariana Soto, and the event controller, Pierce Doherty.
Clonbur Le Chéile Sa Chéile was produced by Ed Coulson for Clonbur Clochbrach Community Council as part of Culture Night, and was recorded on location in Clonbur Woods during August and September 2020.
Culture Night is brought to you by the Arts Council in partnership with Galway County Council Arts Office.
Misha Áine I Chéadabín.
And I'm Siobhan Whelan.
Iwa Hag Gulair.
Good night.